and welcome to the latest episode of the ERP Strategies and Solutions podcast series. In this series, we'll join ERP specialists, business owners, industry insiders, and others to explore the business benefits of ERP. Now, here's your host, Chris Carroll.
Hello, everyone. This is Chris Carroll. Welcome back to another edition of ERP Strategies and Solutions. Today's podcast discusses how organizations can ensure ERP success by developing an IT strategy that aligns with their enterprise strategy. And today, I'm speaking with January Polk, Director of Client Services with Panorama Consulting Solutions. January, thanks again for joining us on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It's always great to be with you. So let's dive right into our subject matter today about how to develop a smart IT strategy. My first question for you is, what is the most important piece of advice that you have for organizations developing an IT strategy?
I think the most important piece of advice would be that organizations should develop an enterprise IT strategy that aligns with their overall vision and strategy for the company. So what does that mean? It really means that they should take a step back and evaluate what systems they have today, which systems will remain, what systems will retire, what's the size of the organization, how many users do they expect to use the new system, and are they going to go with a cloud versus an on-premise solution?
Right.
If you have a disconnect between the strategic direction of your organization and your overall ERP system, then it can lead to trouble because you end up then designing a system that doesn't support the goals and growth strategy of the business. Unfortunately, what we find is that a lot of organizations fall into this trap. So it's really important to know that ERP projects should not be viewed as just an IT initiative, but rather a business initiative that really requires your IT support. So evaluation criteria should really focus on what are the business requirements and goals for the organization, and then design a system that supports those business needs.
What's good advice for organizations in helping them determine what their overall enterprise strategy is going to look like?
I think they should ensure that they have a clear vision for where the organization is headed in terms of growth prospects. What are the future markets or customer bases that they plan to pursue? Are there any potential merger and acquisition activities in the near future? And other key strategic criteria. Using this as a foundation, then organizations can better develop their IT strategy.
So why would you say that so many organizations fail to align their IT strategy with their enterprise strategy? What's going on there?
I think that some organizations view IT as more of a commodity or support role, and then what they do is outsource their IT functions and applications. Or what we also see is sometimes organizations view the strategies of the company as separate, letting IT lead an initiative, or maybe business will lead the initiative, but never alignment between the two. So what organizations can do to really address these types of challenges is, first, organizations should build IT competencies in-house and view IT as a competitive differentiator that can provide value to customers. Second thing they should do is allow the business to define the strategy and then use IT to help implement and support through different types of technology solutions.
Today's podcast discusses how organizations can ensure ERP success by developing an IT strategy that aligns with their enterprise strategy. Stick around, we've got more with January in just a moment.
Not sure which direction to go with your ERP initiative? Having trouble getting your ERP implementation completed on time without compromising tangible benefits?
Panorama Consulting Solutions is an independent ERP consulting firm focused on ERP software selection, implementation, and organizational change management.
So whether you're about to select your ERP software, need help with implementation, or need to get more out of your existing ERP software, Panorama can help your organization reduce its ERP cost and risk while optimizing business benefits. In fact, compared to the average organization, Panorama's clients implement their ERP solutions at less than 50% of the cost and in 10% less time. Some of Panorama's clients include Samsonite, Kodak, Coldwater Creek, Maxon Lift, and Ashcroft Incorporated.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377. That's 720-515-1377.
Or visit us on the web at www.panorama-consulting.com.
Welcome back to ERP Strategies and Solutions. We're speaking with January Polk today. So January, talking about IT strategy, what are some of the other challenges that you've seen organizations face when it comes to developing IT strategy?
I think organizations often do not consider their plan for systems outside of the phase being considered, even if they know that they will someday need or want that extended functionality. So I think what organizations should do first is identify, again, that current list of systems and the functionality of each of those systems. What is the purpose? And then next, ask the question of whether that solution should remain or should it be replaced and considered as part of the new tool or system. If that functionality is going to be replaced, then that's when you should define the requirements of that particular system and then consider it as part of the plan and evaluation when you look at the original project and scope. Also, organizations often do not consider future integration needs, and then they often select a system that may or may not integrate well with existing systems. So if you do this initial assessment where you understand what your current systems are, understand what you're looking at to replace, then you know which integration requirements are going to be required for those systems that you're going to keep. And then you can evaluate whether the new tool can integrate or not with those particular systems.
Let's talk about software selections. What are some additional factors that influence an organization's choice here when they're looking for what kind of software they want to implement?
I think an organization should look at how sophisticated its IT department is or may not be. A more sophisticated group, for example, may be better suited to handle a best-of-breed on-premise environment where sometimes a less robust IT department may be better suited to manage a SaaS ERP system. And when assessing your competencies, an organization should also take into account the breadth of that team's skills, as well as the overall infrastructure and scope of the business. Meaning, is it a global type of implementation, or are you looking at just a local implementation of the tool?
Okay. We've covered some ground here today with January Polk about how to develop a smart IT strategy. January, where can our listeners find out more?
Our listeners can find out more by visiting our website at www.panoramaconsulting.com. We have a lot of different information on our website that you can access, different white papers, as well as you can always call our office and speak to one of our business development representatives.
Well, January, thanks for being here with us today on the podcast. As always, I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Everyone, that was January Polk, Director of Client Services at Panorama Consulting Solutions. Thanks for joining us as we had our discussion today about developing a smart IT strategy. Remember, if you'd like to find out more, if you have questions about any of the information we've covered on this podcast today or our other podcasts, check out Panorama's website at panorama-consulting.com. This is Chris Carroll. Thanks again, everyone, for listening. We'll talk to you next time on ERP Strategies and Solutions.
Register for our free weekly ERP webcast series, download white papers, or read our ERP research on our website.
Call Panorama at 720-515-1377.
Email us at info@panorama-consulting.com or visit us on the web at panorama-consulting.com. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast series for more ERP strategies and solutions.